Hello and welcome to Naked and Feral.
Yeah.
I am Lisa Botello.
I'm Sandy J. Nelson.
And today we are going to talk about a very passionate subject for both of us ladies, and it is about slut shaming. Boo!
Oh, God.
Ooh, you talk about getting me riled up on that one. Slut shaming, really? It's 2024.
Oh, my God. For reals.
I am so tired of it. And you know, of course, all of you know I'm out in the dating world. And once they find out I'm an intimate sex coach, then I get ghosted. I get asked if I'm a prostitute, if I go over to people's houses and fuck the people and physically jack them off.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I get fetishes thrown at me. I get videos thrown at me. And I basically get called a whore on a daily basis from the men on the dating sites.
How come we haven't ever brought that up? Like, you kind of have, just tiny, tiny, but then, like, I mean, you're really strong for holding all of that bullshit.
It's a fire bubble in my belly that I have to get out. I even got asked, where's your OnlyFans?
Okay, so me, I still don't know what OnlyFans is that much. I don't want to know until we get our one guest on here.
Right.
So I just want to be innocent with that. So okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to, like, go into, like, that.
No, I'm fucking tired of it. I am so fucking tired of it. It's not even funny. I know, especially being a woman, as liberated as I am sexually. So, of course, I'm going to talk about sex. I love talking about sex. It's literally my passion in life, is to help people with their sexual inadequacies and problems, and help, help couples. But because I talk openly about my, sexual experiences or what I might like or what do you like and engage in conversations, I am deemed as a sexually active woman who brings men home on a nightly basis, men I have no idea of, and fuck them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. From these dating sites. And it's like, wrong. No, I might go and have a meet with a guy, which means a meet is like a quick date. Mm-hmm. Because I've had such bad experiences in the past of you go and the guy is just horrific and you have to spend like an hour or two with him. Oh, hell no. When I go to meet a guy for the first time, it's for a quick coffee or a quick drink.
That's smart.
It's so smart. Yeah. Because I don't want to waste my time. So I do go out on a lot of those because I'm trying to search for my one. But that doesn't mean I bring the motherfuckers home and screw them and don't even know their name.
Right.
I'm over it. I'm over the stigma sexually liberated women have of being sluts in 2024.
And if you wanted to, men get to do it all the time.
It's none of their fucking business. Mm-hmm. None.
Right.
And I am so tired of it. Just like,
I think women and men can slut shame us women.
Absolutely. But do you think a man gets slut shamed?
No.
Absolutely not. He's getting high fives from his buddies.
Right. What the heck is that?
Right.
And like you said, it's 2024.
Right.
And that's like about time. Like, I'm grateful that we have podcasts and talk shows where we could talk about this and bring this up. Mm-hmm. And maybe shift the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Change the trajectory of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we're innovators for us women right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And it blows my mind, and it's amazing the amount of slut shame that I get.
Well, I know, like, if I wear black high boots, and now I look like I have knee-high boots.
And what did you call them?
So, hooker boots.
Right. Now, why? Yeah. They're just knee-high boots.
I called them that because somebody had called them that.
Right.
And I don't like calling, like, I don't think that they're hooker boots
at
all.
No.
I'm just like,
that's, I guarantee you, With you just saying hooker boots, in everybody's mind, they pictured the exact same boots because everybody calls them hooker boots.
Like, even the shorter boots, they're not hooker boots. Mm-mm. We've been wearing them since the 70s. I've seen the 70s wear those, you know, boots.
These the motherfucking pilgrims wore high boots. Why is it a hooker boot when a woman wears a high shoe?
How about makeup?
Oh, I know. You're wearing too much makeup. You look like a whore.
Yeah.
You're wearing red lipstick. That's whorish.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You have such dark eye makeup on. You look like such a slut.
Speaking of, so back in the 50s, I think it was 50s, my mom and our twin sister, they're so cute. We call them, they call themselves little old, LOLs, little old ladies. They moved from where we live, mm-hmm. small town, Idaho, rural area. And because they wore red lipstick, mm-hmm. they were being slut-shamed back then. God. And so, you know what? They're like, we're going to go to California. Mm-hmm. And they went to California, you know?
Good for them.
I know.
Good for them. And I remember getting it in high school because being in such a small town of, you know, Jordan Valley, and honestly, I hung out with the boys going out shooting whistle pigs and, like, you know, drinking Seagram 7 and hooky bobbing and all of that. And even though I was not sleeping with them, I was still horse shamed because all she does is hang out around with the guys. I related better to the guys because they were less drama.
Exactly. Exactly. Same with me. I related better with guys than I did with girls.
Mm-hmm. And why? I'm so frustrated. I'm trying to, like, keep my shit down. But I don't understand why, as a 44-year-old woman who is in the practice of helping couples reach their ultimate sex goal or save their relationship, why am I deemed a whore?
I don't know. I think probably women are intimidated by you. If women are doing it, they're intimidated by you. Men too, actually. I think men too.
I don't know. It is very, 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 very frustrating. And now I find myself, whenever I do match with somebody, or whenever I do start talking to somebody, that's the first thing out of my mouth. One of the first things is, hey, by the way, I don't want this to intimidate you, but I'm an intimate sex coach. And here's my Facebook page if you want to see me and see exactly what I do. Because we have a lot of reels on there from Naked and Feral mm-hmm. and stuff. Why the fuck am I even doing that?
I think it's kind of good because it's you're filtering. You're filtering out the ones that can't handle you.
I had a guy block me.
So, okay, wait. So the ones that are dating you, like, kudos to them. They have some
hot freaking chick balls. Who can rock their shit, like, in the set.
Like, good kudos to you for the ones that are, you know, going.
Maybe you found the pot of gold. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
And you tell me, like, they have, like, this
confidence
in them, and I love that about that.
It's actually borderlining an alpha male confidence.
Yeah,
which is wonderful.
I think so,
because they're living in their masculine. Which means that...
But I also remember some guys, sorry I interrupted.
Mm-hmm. No, you're good.
Slut shamed you mm-hmm. when you were wearing just a black... Like, I was wearing a black tight dress yesterday, or last week. Mm-hmm. And my high boots, mm-hmm. and my husband told me,
you look hot.
I love that dress. Absolutely. You look hot. And
I told you the same thing. Yeah. I'm like, this is one of my most favorite outfits. You look smoking.
But one of your dates, you were wearing almost the same outfit.
I was wearing, girls, you know that every one of us have this staple in our wardrobe. It's just a tank top, black dress.
Yeah.
That goes above, like, mid-thigh, so above my knee. Just because it hugged my curves and it showed my form, my boobs and my butt, I was a slut. And why didn't I wear that kind of shit for him? And I was going, this is his exact words, because we were going to my tattoo appointment mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. get my sleeve done. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I know you're going to give him a basic instinct shot. Does anybody know what that is?
Yes.
It's when sexy Sharon Stone was getting interrogated and she uncrossed her legs and crossed them over and she wasn't wearing panties.
Mm-hmm.
He had this concocted in his head that I was showing everybody my kooka at the tattoo place and I was running amok being a whore. Actually, no. It was like 100-something degrees outside, motherfucker. Yeah. I was hot. I wanted to be comfortable in the tattoo chair. And wear a tank top dress.
You don't even have to justify it.
I don't.
I know. But here we are. We have to bring this up and talk about it. Like, stop it. Like, look at... So, innovators were like... Let's say Dolly Parton and Cher. Like, look at Cher. She is still, like, has her backside showing with, you know, her ass showing with the nylons in the back and everything. I don't know what her age is right now, but...
She's close to 80, I believe.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, fucking looking fabulous, right? And they had to be... And you have to get where it doesn't matter what other people are going to say and think they're going to say those bullshit stuff anyways. Just be you.
I don't care, as in it makes me feel bad and I'm going to wear sweatshirts all the time and baggy clothes. I care is that it fucking infuriates me. We are not living in the 1890s anymore where women can't show their ankles. I am not showing my pussy or my ass to anybody. What am I showing? Maybe a little bit of cleavage. And I like to go out on dates to try to find my one.
Yeah.
Go fucking pound sand, motherfuckers. I am, even if I was bringing a man home every night of the week and fucking him raw, it is none of your business. Go pound sand. Get out of my life.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Oop. I know. Yeah. You're the good one. You're the little...
I know. I'm the good one. And you're the good one. You know, whatever. But anyways.
It infuriates me. And I'm so sorry for unleashing it.
But women slut shame too.
I know. You know, they do.
Oh my gosh. I know. She just wears too much makeup. Or look at what she's wearing. Or like,
she's just too much. She's too much. Or she's this. Or what a whore. Look at the way she's dressed.
Yeah.
No.
And I look at things so much different now that I totally have worked a whole bunch on myself and how I perceive myself and what I like and what I look good in and in my feminine divine, and I love feeling sexy and looking sexy for myself first, and then, you know, it overflows to my husband, the confidence and everything, and he's like, you know, and it's just yumminess, and then it overflows to, you know, maybe there's looks from other people, but, you know, it is what it is, and it feels good because it's your confidence flowing.
And we need to be building women up. Like, when you came in with your tall boots and your tight black dress on the other day, it was last week, what did I say to you? Oh, my God, you look so fucking hot. Look at you.
Oh, my God, and I felt so good when you were telling me that.
Because now, what
word
if...
Word of affirmations.
Word of affirmations, and I'm building a girl up.
Building a girl.
Speaking the truth.
Point.
Instead, what if you would have walked in and been like, what the fuck are you wearing? You look like a fucking hooker.
Yeah.
In your hooker boots, in your hooker dress, what are you going to do? Go walk on the street?
Yeah.
That would have tore you down, and that was not speaking the truth.
And why are we tearing each other down, women? Why are we not lifting each other up?
Absolutely.
Like, that is, like, the worst thing, the competition, tearing each other down. Mm-hmm. Women, let's... lift each other up, be there for each other, encourage each other, no matter what you like. If you like, there's a difference. Lisa loves more of the freedom hippie clothes, and then I just showed her this one dress and it had some like foofy feathers on it,
because you love the more classy drama old Hollywood style.
But we can be encouraging with what we love.
And don't get us wrong. Don't think that Sandy and I have never had past traumas with women.
Oh,
sweet Jesus. I had one befriend me and do some really bad things in my marriage that I was in. And I had no clue. So don't think... I've had trauma from women throughout my whole entire life. That's basically why I tried to hang out with males.
Me too.
But... we have overcome it. Yeah. We have overcome, we have learned, and we have learned that the power of feminine energy is out of this world.
Yeah, it is. And
we've turned it around,
we and have we're building turned it each around. Other up. And do you remember when I was like, you saw, like, I started first working on myself, turning everything around, and mm-hmm. we started talking, and I had so low self-esteem.
You did.
And
from other women, from experiences in your past.
Yeah.
From trauma.
Didn't feel worthy, hated mm-hmm. women. Mm-hmm. I think that's why you and I also clicked in the very beginning.
Because we both, yes.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I know.
Because we both hated yeah. women, and then, but there was something in both of us that we were true blue.
I think our inner goddesses were just like high-fiving each other through us, kind of like, we did it, we brought them together, now let's heal those baby girls.
Yes, let's heal those. So I started doing the healing mm-hmm. process first, mm-hmm. and then I Lisa, and she was like, I remember you going, oh my gosh, like, you like women? Like, what the...
like, what is wrong oh, yeah. with you? You know that there's crazy bitches out there that are just going to destroy you.
Yeah.
Yeah, girls, no. Let's lift each other up. Now, don't get me wrong. There are bad seeds in every male and female, both sides of the spectrum. But we try to find the good in everybody and lift them up because we are powerful as yeah. women.
And I think that those ones, like... say the lady that, I wouldn't even call her a lady, but the woman that did that to you mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. you know, there's something in her mm-hmm. that she felt like she wanted to be
me.
You. Mm-hmm. There's something that mm-hmm. was wrong with her self-esteem, with what was going on in her past or right. her life,
right.
that maybe she felt like if this, she could be
right.
you.
So she
feels better right. about herself. But I guarantee you, she didn't feel better about herself.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We have to look at both sides of the story in all yeah. cases. But as far as you motherfuckers out there on the dating sites who are giving me the slut shame, who are doing all of this, and giving other women slut shame, and women giving other women slut shame, any of this slut-shaming bullshit is not allowed here on Naked and Feral.
Yeah. And adios.
Adios, amigos. Go pound sand. And I think that we need to kind of have the ripple effect to where in our bubbles and in our world, Sandy, it's no longer allowed either.
I agree.
And then maybe that'll expand to our listeners.
Yeah.
And have that ripple effect to where maybe that... and maybe we can stop some slut-shaming out there. Something.
And not just slut-shaming. Judging other women. Mm-hmm. Judging.
Girls, let's gather together. We are powerful as one. We, as women, are so fucking powerful. We bring life into this world.
We do. And we're receivers and... just the beauty of we're what the world makes the world go round.
We do. We do. Power in the pussy, baby. Power in the pussy. And I will continue and always preach that. But yes, let's build each other up. Let's stop the judgment.
Yeah, and like, I mean, think about it. Dolly Parton got, I remember growing up and seeing these suckers made out of Dolly, and boobies. She had the big boobs, you uh-huh. know, and everybody would be like, ah!
She's such a slut.
And here I grew up and with the big boobs, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, God, she had to be so strong, mm-hmm. you know, and...
but she bought those babies.
Oh, my God. And she wanted... she talks about how she looked at the magazines, and she looked at this lady...
the who was town hooker.
Probably the town hooker, and how she wanted to be. But it's the eye of the beholder, mm-hmm. you know.
Bless Dolly's little, open, wide-eyed, innocent heart by looking at the town whore. And she said she was the town tramp.
Yeah.
And thought she was the most beautiful woman and said, I want to look like that someday. Yeah. Because she had color on her face.
I can relate.
And wore the tight clothes.
As a young girl, I always, like, you know, starry-eyed mm-hmm. with the women mm-hmm. who...
did themselves up. Mm-hmm. She said she would take berries and do the berries with, like, the lipstick yeah. and stuff.
And
she's
so cute.
And you can't
because people are still intrigued by Marilyn Monroe, mm-hmm. all mm-hmm. those sex symbols. Like, That's the feminine divine. That is you spilling out your
inner colors.
Oh,
absolutely. And even if you don't wear makeup, you still have colors coming out.
Yeah.
And even if you do wear hooker boots and tight, slutty dresses, come on, please. So let's gather together as women, and we are going to be doing it in September for our goddess party.
Oh, yeah.
It is magical. Mm-hmm. And get yourself a Poppy Lush dress. We'll plug some Poppy Lush.
Yeah, and just put the code Naked and Feral
as your coupon. And you get,
I think, 15%.
Get a percentage off of your order, so yeah.
And then I just want to bring up something. Mm-hmm. Is we were going to talk about some of your dates.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're changing some names to save the hearts.
Because the play has got to play.
You know. So, and we didn't talk about, I think we were going to talk about
Toenail Tim. But we never talked about it.
Or
did we talk about it? No. Left Lip Mister.
Left Lip Mister.
We'll call him that.
So, we are going to promise you that next podcast, we are going to talk about at least these two.
At least these two, because we've named a lot. And
how do we start out? I'm going to start off with Toenail Tim.
Okay.
I took Lisa on a date.
No.
Oh, no, I took Lisa on a date. Oh, my gosh. We had a family friend, and we were hooking up. I was trying to hook Lisa up and hook him up with Toenail Tim. And
mind you, girls, this is my BFF.
Yeah, oh my God.
Didn't we talk about this?
I don't know.
Anyway, you're going to hear it again if we have.
Yeah, we're going to hear it again. Anyways, so I looked down at his, he wore flip-flops.
All the time.
Yeah.
Probably because the motherfucker cut his way out of his shoes with his
toe. I don't know, but I'm just going to I'll leave it at that. And then I didn't know what I was going to, if I was going to say anything to Lisa or not. I didn't know what to do. What do you do? Mm-hmm. You know, you see something in this person that you're going to set him up. You see him up and then what are you going to, do you tell your best friend? Do you not? Do you tell him? Do you not? I did not know what to do, and I didn't want to be mean about what I saw. Anyways, we're going to tell you the rest of the story.
We'll tell you the rest of the story next week, and we have it written down on our list so we won't forget, and it is all coming out.
Yeah, and I think this should be, we should post this as a bonus.
And podcast for today. Yeah. Absolutely, we will. All right, naked and feral. Always stay naked and feral, my dears.
We love you. No slut shaming.
No, build each other up.
Build each other up.
Live in your feminine design. We love you.
We love you. Mwah.